Right, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, today's tefillah shorty, we're going to focus on the prayer of Ritzeh, part of the Avodah section. And in particular phrase, we say it every day, we probably don't pay much attention to it. We say, Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu B'amcha Yisrael Tefillotam, V'ashevet Avodah L'Dvir Beitecha, return the Avodah to the Kodesh Kodeshim, V'ashevet Avodah L'Dvir Beitecha, V'yishei Yisrael U'tefillotam, and the fire offerings of Israel and their prayers, Ba'ava Tehabel Beratzon. May you lovingly accept. And the question is, what do we understand when we're praying God, to God to accept our prayers? Right? We just did 13 requests, and so we're saying, God, accept our prayers. That's the Tefillah Tam. But Yishe Yisrael, that means the sacrifices. God, accept our sacrifices. But we don't have sacrifices nowadays. So what do we mean when we say, God, accept my fire offerings? That's the question the Vilna Gaon asks and the Tur asks. So the Tur has a beautiful answer in Orach Chaim Kuf Chaf, where he suggests that this fire offerings, well, we can't literally kill animals and give fire offerings like that nowadays, but there's another way. When we take our fire, our passion, and we say it's feel it with passion and love, that is like a fire offering to God. That's what he says. And he quotes a Gemara in Menachos, which connects Ishei, fire, to Ish, a man. And he says that when a Jew davens from his heart with passion, his soul flies heavenward. And like, goes to the heavens. Beautiful imagery. What a beautiful meditation. I could think about that the next time we're davening. Just imagine your words flying to the heavens like angels. And in fact, you know, people who've had near-death experiences exactly talk about how they saw their mitzvot and when they were said with pureness and sincerity, and clearly their brachot, mamash created these beautiful angels. Halacha l'maisa, from the near-death experiences. Getting back to our topic. So V'yishei Yisrael, first of all, is praying with passion. In fact, the Gemara in Brachas talks about this in the context of Kriyat Shema, that a person who says every word of Kriyat Shema, he cools down hell. He takes the fire of his neshama and uses it towards the words, and I guess it takes away from the fire of hell. Gevalt. So that's explanation number one. A second explanation, which I've heard from many, is that the fire offerings refers to the sacrifices of the Jewish people. All those holy chayalim, all those holy Jews killed by terrorists, all those Jews fighting for Am Yisrael all throughout the world, they're the sacrifices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're praying that they be accepted and help our prayers go up in their zichut. That's Kavanah number two. Finally, Kavanah number three for the night. So the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Zayin Amud Bet, Rabbi Eliezer says that every time I'm trying to do a mitzvah and I stub my toe and I hurt myself and I'm bleeding a little bit, that actually counts as a sacrifice because I was trying to do a mitzvah. So amazingly enough, as I read this this Gemara based on Rav Feuer's Shmoneh Esrei book, I realized something crazy. The day before I read this book, I was walking down the street, and as I was learning, I knocked my head into a pole, and I almost never do that, and I started bleeding. It didn't really hurt much, but it was just interesting. I just learned that, and then today, I was running to the bus, and trying to make the bus to get to my shir on time, and my food fell out of my hand, and I slipped, and my finger was bleeding, and I got onto the bus and I was so annoyed, and then I saw the blood of it, and I realized, oh my God, it's a sacrifice. The blood of my palm, according to Rabbi Eliezer at least, counts as a sacrifice. Baruch Hashem for the Jewish people, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us a Torah which we know is Emes, and that we know we're sacrificing for our souls for eternity. So again, to review, V'yishei Yisrael, the fire offerings, refers to the passion of a Jew. Prayers refers to the sacrifices of the Jewish people who have given up their lives. And for every single time when we give up, when we sacrifice for the Jewish people, even if we bleed a little bit, we know that that's our personal sacrifice. I hope this will enhance your tefillah. I know it will enhance mine. And I hope you have a beautiful Shemona Esrei, Shema, whatever the next prayer that you're saying. Have a great day.